Welcome to High Plains Public Radio Readers Book Club, an on-air, online community of readers exploring themes of common interest to those who live and work on the High Plains. In this, our third book club series, Water and Replenishment is our theme. We've been talking about a classic 1970s novel, John Nichols' The Milagro Beanfield Wars, where the struggle for water highlights differences between the values and lifestyles of two groups of citizens, those who see the economic possibilities in reservoirs and those who prefer to honor natural topographies. As Nichols brings his novel to a close, offering a tenuous ceasefire in the Beanfield War over water, we readers sense the ceasefire will be short-lived. I don't know about you, but Nichols' novel, for all its satiric bite and sass, really has got me thinking more about the history of water use and access, not only in my part of the High Plains, but in my own backyard. Most what I'm thinking about is how shockingly uneducated I am about this. Should I be doing a better job of conserving water? What are some of the battle lines over water in our region? If you're thinking and wondering along these same lines, you might be as eager as I am for conversations about the next book in HPPR Radio Reader's Spring 2017 series. Our next book is William Ashworth's Ogallala Blue, Water and Life on the High Plains. An environmentalist and expert in natural history, Ashworth has stories to share about our aquifer, about its use over time, in our present, and predictions for its future. Since the book Ogallala Blue was published over a decade ago, we might discover we've changed attitudes, practices, and beliefs about water, what Ashworth calls life, each drop a benediction. He says, "It's hard to overestimate the impact that this bounty of buried water has had on American life. If you snack on popcorn or peanuts, you're probably eating Ogallala water. If you dress in cotton clothing, you're probably wearing it. The 14 million acres of crop spread across its flat surface account for at least one-fifth of the total annual U.S. agricultural harvest. If the aquifer went dry, more than $20 billion worth of food and fiber would disappear immediately from the world's markets. Groundwater mining, says Ashworth, is not an accident. It's a way of life and of death." Most of our scheduled commentaries about Ashworth's book, Nonfiction Social History, by the way, will come from our own regional experts on water and drought in our region. But if you're interested, whether you too are an expert or deepening your awareness, I hope you will share your insights, perspective, and experiences by posting book bites. For information, go to Radio Readers Book Club under the Features menu at hppr.org.